Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
Welcome. I wanted to talk to you today about why you never get asked on dates by men. And if you're new here, my name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach. I specialize in helping women of faith attract their husbands. And I'm super excited because really soon we're launching our Wife in Waiting group coaching program. Now, Wife in Waiting is where I show you how to attract quality men in just 90 days. Using our proven dating framework, you're going to be attracting quality men in just 90 days of being inside the Wife in Waiting community. Now, if you're ready to start kickstarting your dating life, even though Wife in Waiting isn't currently open, I am sharing daily dating prompts in my broadcast channel. So make sure you click the link in my bio saying Dating to Marry. That's the name of my broadcast channel. And join my broadcast channel for daily dating prompts over the next 2 weeks as we count down to the launch of Wife in Waiting. I'm so excited about this program because Wife in Waiting has transformed my clients' lives in terms of how they date, how they connect with men, making it easy for them to communicate with men, and we're counting down to our launch. So make sure, in preparation for the Wife in Waiting launch, that you are in my broadcast channel learning daily dating prompts that you can use right now to start connecting with men in a quality way. So today I wanted to talk to you about why you never get asked on dates by men. So as usual, if you're new here, you may not know this. I'm just going to run through a couple of points. If you have any questions for me, just drop it in the question box. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about why this is happening is you are spending way too much time in the talking stage. Way too much time. You're spending too long in the talking stage. You're sleeping in the talking stage. You're talking too long in the talking stage. You're waiting forever in the talking stage. Some of you are in talking stages for months and months, and talking stage should not be longer than a few weeks. If you spend so much time in the talking stage, he is not going to be asking you on dates. Now, in the Wife in Waiting dating curriculum, we outline the stages of dating. The talking stage is supposed to be the shortest stage. It is not supposed to take months for you to get the information you need to move on to the next stage, which is going on dates. The reason you're not going on dates is you're too comfortable in the talking stage. You're too afraid to ask for dates. You're too afraid to be able to let that man go and create space for more men to come into your life that are intentional, that do actually want to take you out. And this is an area that we address very quickly and easily in the Wife in Waiting program that has helped our sisters to stop spending time in the talking stage. We call ourselves sisters, by the way. FYI, to stop spending time in the talking stage. So you're not getting asked out on dates by men because you're spending too long in the talking stage. How long have you been there? 4 months, 3 months, 6 months? You're not going to be, he's not going to ask you on that date, sis. So that's why this is happening. Secondly, you're way too available. You're always available. You're always available for a call. You're always available for a text. You're always available at short notice. You're always available when plans are canceled. You're always available when he wants to talk in the middle of the night, early in the morning, sometime in the afternoon. You're just always available. It doesn't make you desirable when you're always available, especially when there's no commitment, there's no connection, there's no investment involved. The reason you're too available is because on your own end, you're way too invested too quickly. And this is why we show you how to be available to men correctly and how to be available to men without compromising your standards, without compromising your desires as you're dating. Right now, you're doing both. He's not going to take you on a date. Men are just not going to take you on dates when you're too available because it doesn't make you a desirable woman. It just doesn't. Okay. And the third point I want to make, speaking about over-availability, you know, being able to change your schedule, do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, let's talk about hyper-focusing on one man, because you do that a lot. So you're not getting asked out on dates because you're putting way too much attention on one man. Any man that gives you attention, if we're being really honest, even if we both know you don't really find him attractive, gets your time. you hyper-focus on that man to stupor. And the problem with that is, it is not going to translate into a healthy conversation, not to talk about a healthy connection, and definitely not going to translate into a date. So when you hyper-focus on one man prematurely, you find yourself in the uncomfortable position where you overanalyze everything. You overanalyze the time he calls, you overanalyze what he says, you overanalyze how you act, you overanalyze how you feel. And none of that translates into a connection that a guy wants to explore. So because you're doing this a lot, you're not getting asked out on dates. And one of the main ways we do this and we tackle this in the Wife in Waiting dating program is we show you how to build a healthy rotation of quality men that you're talking to. In just 90 days, our clients are able to have conversations with multiple men, connect multiple men. I was just talking to a new client, a new sister the other day. She's completely seen a change and a switch in how she's able to connect with men, converse with men. Before, she was really struggling with maintaining their time, maintaining their attention. And she's seen a switch simply by going through our curriculum and simply by building a rotation of men in a healthy way. You're not doing any of the above, right? So because you're hyper-focusing, he's losing interest. You're just putting too much emotional pressure. The vibe, the energy, whatever you want to call it, that you're bringing is too heavy. It's too early for that relationship to be able to develop in a healthy way. So he's not going to be asking you on a date because he definitely doesn't want more of that coming his way. I hope you guys can see, I've not said anything about, oh, it's because of your location, it's because he's not the one for you. I've not said anything along the lines of, it's because he's not attracted to you and so on and so forth. No, because when you date this way, you're going to kill the attraction. Anything healthy, you're just going to kill it. You're going to kill his interest, you're going to kill the attraction he has for you, you're going to kill the attention he may actually want to give to you. You're going to create a very unhealthy impression of yourself. That is why you guys are in the position where you say, oh, I don't know why the conversation died. He seemed so interested. He was interested, but you killed his interest because you overinvested in it. You got way too emotionally involved. You were spending too much time on this person. You were too available. So it just suffocated any interest he had. What we show you how to do in Wife in Waiting is how to build interest instead, how to nurture attraction, how to nurture desire, how to create an environment that allows men to desire to pursue you. Even before they know it is happening, this is how we've been able to successfully help our clients in 90 days build a rotation of healthy quality men that they can connect with, go on dates with, enjoy being pursued by simply changing their approach to dating. In summary, pardon me, your approach to dating right now is wrong. So that is why no matter how many times you try, no matter how many months and years you've been at this, you keep getting the same result. It's not because God hasn't introduced you to your husband. It's not because it's not your time yet. It's not because I've been married before. It's not because I'm in this location. It's not because I'm this age. It is literally just the way you're dating. And that's why in the Wife in Waiting program, we focus on the way you date. And literally just by changing the way you date, showing you how to connect with men in a healthy way, how to date healthily, how to be positioned as a woman of faith, and translate your prayers into practical steps in the dating process, we've been able to help our clients connect with men consistently and go on actual dates in just 90 days. Okay? So I really wanted to drill that down because I can't tell you the amount of times, just through my work in this field, the amount of times I've seen women kill potential healthy, powerful connections just because they place too much emphasis on it prematurely. Now, let's go on, right? So another reason why you're not getting asked on dates by men, you're not used to men giving you attention. You're not used to it. It makes you uncomfortable. It's also part of the reason why you self-sabotage when a guy that you like marginally more, not even that much, but you like him marginally more than all the men that we both know you don't like that you've been entertaining, gives you attention. You don't know how to handle it because you're not used to men giving you attention. So you make yourself overly available to the attention. You kind of, you know, you make tons of mistakes in terms of how you talk to him, how you are able to hold a conversation, you know, how you're able to discern. It becomes very confusing for you very easily. You're nervous, you're awkward, you're uncomfortable. You start questioning yourself, questioning his interest, and all of that translates into him not wanting to go on a date with you, because you have to understand, when a guy takes you on a date, he understands that he's taking an intentional step to spend more time with you. He understands that he's communicating that he's interested and attracted to you. He understands that he's going to be taking time out of his schedule to spend time with you. He understands he is going to be financially responsible for making sure that you enjoy the date. So it is a step that comes with a lot of consideration. They don't just wake up and say, let's go on a date, unless they already have these emotions. So a date for a guy is, it serves a purpose, right? The reason I'm explaining this is I want you to understand that the fact that he hasn't done it is because he doesn't see you that way. He doesn't want to take you out. He doesn't want to spend more intimate time with you. He doesn't want to spend money on a date. He doesn't want to be in any close quarters with you. He doesn't want to communicate that he's attracted to you. He doesn't want to communicate that he's interested in you intimately. So it's important you understand that, right? This is why if you're giving these men too much of your time and attention because you don't know how to handle it, it doesn't translate into any healthy connections with these men. And I'm just addressing going on dates here. You may even be in a position where after the first date, it just nothing else happened. But I'm not going to discuss that here, because I really want to focus on why men aren't just asking you on dates. It should be a normal experience. It should be something that happens within a couple of weeks. Guys should want to take you out. In fact, within the first week, a guy that's really intentional, really interested, should be asking you, when are you available? Are you available on this night? Are you available to go on a date? What kind of food do you like to eat? Do you want to see a movie? It is a normal experience when you are dating to be asked on dates by men. So if this isn't happening, it's because you are not dating in a way that makes that available to you. I really want you to get this. This is why in the Wife in Waiting program, we break down dating to granular detail so that our clients are able to create room and create space to be talking to the right men, to be going on dates with men that are actually interested in getting to know them, men that are actually and actively interested in pursuing them intentionally. We have clients in our program that have gone from not being in any relationship, not going on dates, to going on multiple dates, being ask for exclusivity by men, where they are literally in positions now where they are trying to decide who they want to commit to. All they did was switch the way they dated by using our Wife in Waiting framework, which is a framework, a curriculum that we put our clients through to show them the right way to date. This is literally just the tip of the iceberg, but I really want you to get it. Actually, we're not even touching the tip of the iceberg here, but I want you to understand why you're not being asked on dates, okay? Now, another reason is you don't think you're attractive enough to be asked on a date. You doubt your level of attraction. And let's get really honest here for a second. That's why you haven't said anything. It's been months. You've been talking to this guy. You've been talking to, you know, you've seen the same cycle repeat with different men. And if we're being really honest, you don't think that you are attractive enough to be asked on a date. You don't believe in the value that you have to offer. You don't see yourself as an attractive woman. And in some instances, men have never even asked you out, okay? They've never asked you out directly. You get approached all the time by married men. You get approached all the time by men that are in relationships. You're not being intentionally approached by emotionally available, eligible, single, masculine, godly men. That's just not an experience you can relate with. And it's because you don't think that you're attractive enough. Guys, I really want you to understand your self-concept, the way you see yourself, is so vital for how you attract men, which is why in the Wife in Waiting program, we're a Christian dating program that shows women of faith how to date like a wife to attract quality, eligible, godly men. What we do, apart from my curriculum that literally breaks down dating to a granular detail, what we do is I coach you on your dating habits. One of the habits that I coach you on is how you see yourself in the dating scene, how you see yourself in the dating process. If you're not seeing yourself as an attractive woman, you're not going to believe that you should be asked on a date. In fact, if he asks you on a date, you're going to be confused. You're going to be very awkward about the date. You're going to be uncomfortable because you really question your value as a woman and your attraction as a woman. So you really need to work on your self-concept, and we show you how to do this in Wife in Waiting. We literally have declarations that we share with our sisters, again, my clients, but we call ourselves sisters, making it clear to them in their own words how to be able to speak life into their value as women and their calling as wives. And it has helped our clients to be able to go on dates that they actually want to go on, meet men they actually want to meet, connect with men they actually want to go on dates with. It's so important that you pay attention to your self-concept. It is going to have a massive impact on the quality of men you attract, the way men make themselves available to you, the intentionality behind the men that come your way. Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to date three quality men in the next 90 days, and you heard that right, in just 90 days, you could be going on dates with three quality men, then apply for Wife in Waiting. Wife in Waiting is my Christian dating group coaching program that shows you exactly how to date like a wife to attract quality, godly, masculine men you can date to marry. We make this so simple, and we've successfully helped our clients achieve this. To apply for this Christian dating program, click the link in the show notes or feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufalade.com with your inquiry being how to start Wife in Waiting. Send me an email at tolu@tolufalade.com. All the details will be in the show notes. Let's get back to our episode. I'm a strong advocate of you asking for what you want. I show my clients how to do this. Both my one-on-one clients and my group coaching clients and Wife in Waiting, I'm a very strong advocate for you as a woman being able to express what you want. But you're not going to be able to do that if you don't believe you're attractive. You're not going to be able to do that if you don't have confidence in your value. You're going to fumble through that request if you don't really believe that you deserve it. So it's really important that you have a very clear self-concept, you have a very clear understanding of who you are, the value you're bringing to the table, and how exactly that's going to translate into the way you communicate and connect with men. And this is what we show you how to do through the Wife in Waiting program, so that you get asked on dates, you get men intentionally pursuing you, you get men showing up for you and communicating their interest. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is, you don't tell men what you want, okay? You don't tell men what you want. You don't tell men what you want. You lack confidence around your desirability. You lack confidence around your value. You really struggle to see why he should be taking you out on a date, for being very honest. You question yourself. You spend a lot of time in your head, you know, saying, just give him more time. Let him take his time. He's going to ask you out eventually. Basically, just lying to yourself, because he's not going to ask you out. He's not going to be asking you on that date. But you need to get in a position where you're telling men what you want. Okay, you're telling men what you want so that they know how to pursue you. And one of the great parts of the Wife in Waiting program is we offer coaching. I offer coaching to my clients in a group setting. So it's a great way for them to get an understanding around how to, you know, tell men what they want, hear from the other clients in the program about their experiences in dating, really understand how to translate our dating templates that are available online to practical, actionable steps that they can use when they're meeting men and when they're connecting with men. You really need to get used to telling men what you want. Right now, you don't know how to do that, and unfortunately, there isn't enough information out there about that, but it's something I'm very proactive with my clients on, so that they're able to easily express themselves to men. I've seen clients come to me in, you know, I remember a client that was in the Wife in Waiting program. She was in a situationship for months. It was a toxic cycle. Within 4 weeks of being in Wife in Waiting, she was able to leave that situation. She was in that situation for 6 months, right? She was able to leave in 4 weeks, and she was actively able to drop it just by using our curriculum, being exposed to our coaching, and just being in a community of intentional, safe, single women that are only available to men that want to take them on dates, that want to pursue them intentionally, that are quality, godly men that align with their values. I say this because I want you to know this is very available for you as well. Okay, you need to really learn to practice telling men what you want. So the mistake you're making there is letting the men that are asking you out change the way you're dating. If you're avoiding all men, well, that means you're also avoiding meeting your husband. You're also avoiding meeting the next guy you can have a healthy relationship with. It is very common for women to be, what I say, harassed by married men. It's not unusual. So get over it. It's just very important that you start dating in an intentional way. I don't know a single woman that hasn't been disturbed, hasn't been harassed. It's an unfortunate part of our reality as women by married men. But if you start thinking, because married men are asking me out, that means I'm going to avoid all men, then that's not very smart. What you want to do instead is really focus on making sure that you're available to talk to men that are eligible, you're available to talk to men that you can connect with, and you ignore and you dismiss the married men. Just like women before you have done, women after you are going to do, and women that are currently dating are also doing as well. It's not an unusual experience. So get over it and start going out on dates and start meeting men and start being in a position for you to meet the right men for you. I just really want you guys to understand your dating experience is not unique to you. I've been doing this for close to 10 years now. There is nothing that I've seen only once. What I mean by that is I've seen women deal with the same dating issues in and out. All you have to do is change the way that you're approaching dating, change the way you're approaching them, you're making yourself available to men, and that changes the way you attract men. It changes the quality of men that come your way. Just putting my clients through this simple step-by-step shift has helped them to attract their husbands, has helped them to attract healthy relationships, has helped them to attract men that they can actually go on dates with and they enjoy the dating experience with. Another reason why you never get asked on dates by men is you don't date, which is basically what I just said, but let me summarize it in those three words. You do not date. You don't date. You have to understand there are stages in the dating process, and we break this down in the Wife in Waiting program. Literally, our curriculum is broken down in the stages that lead to marital manifestation, as I like to call it. There's the single stage where you're just talking and getting to know men. That is the shortest stage. The reason you've been in the single stage so long is because your talking stages are too long. So let that sink in, because I know it's going to help somebody. The reason you've been in the single stage so long is because your talking stages are too long. That's the only reason. It's not your age, it's not your location, it's not the fact that you were married before, it's not the fact that you have a child. Whatever circumstance that you're using as an excuse, that is not the reason. The reason, the actual fact of it is, you spend too long in the talking stage. You spend too long talking to men that you shouldn't be giving your time to. You don't spend enough time creating space for men that you do want to connect with, you do want to communicate with. You just don't create enough room for that energy, for that kind of man to come into your life, which is why the first part of the dating curriculum in the Wife in Waiting program deals with the single stage. We cover how you should date, what you should look out for as a single woman that is talking to men. Problem with you guys is you are acting like you're already in a relationship when you're just talking. You've skipped a very important stage, which is going on dates, getting to know these men in intimate spaces, creating room to actually have conversation, see if you enjoy it, you know, having chats, talking, texting, you know, flirting, being feminine. You've skipped all of that and entered into a pseudo relationship, which is why you're so confused. You're in a situationship for months. None of that has to do with your age or location, and I keep saying it because I want you to understand changing your dating situation just requires you to take a couple of simple steps. And this is why immediately you join the Wife in Waiting program, you have full access to our curriculum. You go through the stages in dating, you start using our curriculum, and within a couple of weeks you already start seeing your mistakes, because our curriculum has been broken down based on what the Lord has revealed to me about dating, what I've practically experienced, and the experience I have from coaching clients for over 5, 7, 8 years now in dating. So our curriculum has all you need, regardless of your situation, to be able to start dating correctly and connecting with men intentionally within 90 days to start going on dates with. Okay, so it's really important that you date. It's really important that you let men pursue you. It's really important that you create that space for a guy to ask to take you out, actually take you out, spend time getting to know you, pursuing you, before you start acting like you're his girlfriend when you're not his girlfriend. You start going out of your way, doing all these things, making yourself overly available, hyper-focusing on him. Of course, he's not going to ask you for a date because you've made yourself too available. It's too easy. Who wants something that is too easy? It's too easy, right? And I'm not saying become difficult. I'm saying recognize your value. Let him earn your exclusivity, as I like to call it with my clients. He should earn that spot. You don't just give it to him. There's nothing you're given for free that you value as much as something that you earned. So it's important that you allow him earn your exclusivity. And that only happened between the single and the dating stage. But you don't go through that. And that's how you end up in situationships. And that's why the men never ask you for dates. Doesn't matter if you met him online, offline, through a friend, through family members, at church, you have the exact same experience because you're not going through the dating process the right way. So once you shift the way you're dating, you're going to get a different result dating. I've seen it happen with my clients all the time, simply by just shifting the way they're approaching the dating scene. Okay, so let's break this down. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to share. I got a bit passionate there because I can't tell you the amount of times I see this. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I see you guys making yourself way too available too quickly. And simply, like, when I'm talking to my clients, because in Wife in Waiting, we provide coaching calls. So my clients come on calls, I coach them through their dating habits, I coach them through their dating thoughts so that they can see tangible shifts in the way that they're talking to the men they're connecting with, and they're going on dates and eventually choosing the men they want to commit to. Okay, so it's a very hands-on program. You have our curriculum to be able to know the right way to date. You have coaching from me specifically on your own unique dating situation, and you have a healthy community of single safe women all over the world that are sharing their experiences, different ages, different backgrounds, all come together with, because there's the same desire to enter into a healthy relationship that leads to marriage and to date like wives to attract their husbands. So it's really important that you're dating the right way. That's the summary of it. Why you never get asked on dates by men is because you're not dating the right way. So why would he ask you on a date? Because you're not dating, you're not making yourself available to go on dates, to explore. You're way too focused on the destination. That's why you're not there yet. You're just way too focused on it. You're missing the journey. And it's really important that you go through the journey and you make yourself available for the journey in a proactive, practical way. So make sure that, you know, like I said, I'm just going to go through my points again very quickly. You don't want to be spending too long in the talking stage. You don't want to be too available. You want to stop hyper-focusing on one man at a time. Even if you're literally just meeting one man at a time, you want to be available to meet other men. You need to really work on your self-concept, work on how you view yourself as an attractive woman. Whatever you need to do, join a gym, you know, update your wardrobe, dress attractively, whatever you need to do that will give you that confidence, you need to start doing it more. And this is what I show my clients how to do, because really it depends on how you see yourself before you can really start to pay attention to how other people see you. Okay, you don't tell men what you want. You really need to start learning to open your mouth and say what you want. And I show my clients how to do this in Wife in Waiting. We have a conversation template. So this is a template that shows them how to have conversations with men that are very, you know, very easy for them, regardless of if you're an introvert, ambivert, extrovert, it doesn't matter. They're able to use my conversation template to be able to talk to men, let men know what they want, move at their own pace, which is very important, so that they are positioning themselves in a way that naturally attracts a quality connection with men. You don't tell men what you want, and so you're not gonna get what you want. You don't date. You need to be dating. You need to be going on dates. You need to be talking to men, letting them ask you out, getting to know them getting to know you. That needs to be an active experience for you. And again, as you can see, none of what I've said is dependent on any excuse you have. I don't care your excuse. That is not the reason you're single. The summary of it is you're just not dating correctly. I can say this with confidence because of my experience in the dating space as a Christian dating coach over the last 8+ years. I have seen clients go from no man in sight to a relationship to a marriage within a year. I've seen clients go from no dating experience to going on active dates within a few weeks, within a few months. I've seen clients go from divorced and unsure to being asked, literally pursued by men wanting exclusivity within a few weeks. All they did was change the way they were dating by using my process, and they got a completely different result. And that is available to you too. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Wife in Waiting will be open soon. I'm super excited to welcome our new clients. This is a Christian dating program that shows you how to attract quality men to date in just 90 days. We're opening our doors very soon, and I'm really excited to work with you. For now, I'm sharing daily dating prompts in my broadcast channel. It's called Dating to Marry. All you have to do is click the link in my bio. That's the name of the channel, it's Dating to Marry. Click the link in my bio, and you will be able to join. and kickstart your dating life. Make sure to like this video and share with a sister friend. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye.